Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the middle of the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simin Tov Tzadi Zayin, which we began, which deals with the halachos of what you're allowed to do on Yontif that may be different than Shabbos in terms of preparations for Ochel Nefesh. So we begin with Sif Gimel on the top line. The Mechaber says, Afilu Safek Tzeda Osir. Even if something is not clear that it was trapped on Yontif, you're not allowed to use it on Yontif. For example, kigon, metudos chaya dogim yofus, you have traps that are for animals, for fish, or for birds. Shoyo prusos me erev yontif, they were set out on erev yontif. Ulamacha motzibet, but now you find them on yontif. So, were they trapped before yontif started, or were they trapped on yontif? So the Mechaber paskins asurin. They're always not allowed to be used, the animals that you find in these traps, unless, elaim ken yodua, shenitzodu mibojam, unless you were certain they were trapped before yontif. Now, what's going on over here? So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Zayin. The Afal Gav de Lekama Poskim Ikert Tzei de Yontif Eino Min HaTorah, even though, as we already learned, that there are Poskim that say that on trapping on Yontif is not an Issa Daraisa. It's only an Issa Darabonon, or was it even brought down? It may only be a Din of Muktzah, and you can see this in the issue foot number 13, that we're talking here about that's when the Tzeda is the Tzorach Yontif. That's when you have this Machlokis. But everybody agrees that if it's not, that's an Issa Daraisa, even on Yontif. Nevertheless, even though this is the opinion that it's not Minatorah, we learned previously, just a few days ago, that that is the opinion of the Mechaber. Nevertheless, even though it may not be an Issa Daraisa, the rabbis will machmer over here, even in a Sofik. Normally we say Sofik, the Rabban, Lekula, but here they will machmer in this situation. Mishum do dover sheish l'matir. Because what's the downside? Wait till after Yontif and then have the animal. So why use the animal when there's a potential isser over here? When it's a dover sheish l'matir, it'll be perfectly permissible right after Yontif. Now the Shaar HaTzion only points out in Os Yud the Chafetz Chaim says lefiz farazu. According to this, im yiskalkal hadogim kishiyamtin adach haYontif. Sorry, that if it will not be a good dover sheish l'matir after Yontif, the fish will be spoiled. They're not going to taste as good. So then we could rely upon this idea that it's only the Rabbanan and we could eat it on Yontif. And the issue footnote number 14 brings down, Dover Shimi Yashirenu Ad Matzah Yontif Lo Yiskalkal El Ma'at. What happens if it won't be totally ruined? It'll just be ruined a little bit. It'll still be edible, but it won't be as tasty. So is that called the Dover Shiyash L'Matirin or not? So the Stechemid brings down that this is a machlokus amongst the Achronim. And he says, Yesh L'Hokil. You could pass it on the lenient way, it's considered Dover Sheh L'Matir, because the bottom line is, it's not as good. And this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, even if it will just taste a little bit less better than on Yontif, it is called a Dover Sheh L'Matir. Dear Shifut number 15 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan another reason, the rabbis weren't machmir over here to say that even though it's a Dover Sheh L'Matir, but it's not as good, so therefore you don't have to be machmir in this situation. The Mishneh Berurah continues. He says, "Shari Efshalul Yochlem Yachay Yontif." The normal way of a Dover Sheish Matir, if it's just as good, so you didn't have to Yontif. Why do you have to eat it now? You're not losing anything. Or with Dover Sheish Matir, Yachmir Chacham, I feel besafik the Rabbanon. And by a Dover Sheish Matir, as long as it's not going to be any worse, the rabbis will machmir over here, even when it's a safik the Rabbanon. And therefore they paskin the asurim. The Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Nches says, "Vafilu betiltum." Not only can you not eat it, shecht it, but you're not even allowed to move it. However, he says, Miu, well, erev mutu bachila vafilu vadi nitzav hayom. However, he says, Miu, well, erev, after Yontif is over, mutu bachila, you're allowed to eat it immediately, vafilu vadi nitzav hayom, you can eat it even if it was definitely trapped on Yontif. And you don't have to wait till the amount of time that it would take you to go trap it after Yontif, but you can eat it right away, you can use it right away. Why? Kivin de lo nitzu b'de'odim. It wasn't actually trapped by you. It was trapped by a trap. So you didn't do something. Rak mi mele. It just came about on its own, so to say, as being trapped. Therefore, it's allowed. Now, the issue footnote number 16 points out, the same din applies if it was captured on Yontif by accident by a yid. So then, in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Yud Ches, we already learned in regards to Shabbos, in linyan of Vashel b'Shabbos v'Shogim, if somebody accidentally cooked on Shabbos, then everybody else can go and eat it right after Shabbos is over. You don't have to wait Kadesh Yasu. And even the person, if he did it b'mezid, other people can eat it right after Shabbos is over. And the issue for number 17 brings down that when we said that Memela was trapped over here, that's assuming that you put out the trap on Erev Yontif. But if you put out the trap on Yontif, so then we already learned in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Tes Zayin, capturing, trapping on Shabbos, also lasos came Mishum Tzeda. You're not allowed to go do this on Shabbos, of course. And therefore, even if the Chaya was Nitfeses Bimela in that situation, then you aren't going to be Chayav Achatus maybe in that situation, but it is absolutely not allowed. So to over here, you can't set out these traps on Yontif. Now, furthermore, the Mishmur says, V'skim Waposkin, the Lav Dafka Safik Tzeda. This isn't even talking about only a Safik Tzeda. Elua didn't call Safik Muktza. This is in regards to anything that's a Safik Muktza. For Koshikain, Safik Nolat. And anything that's a Safik, was it Nolat or not? Did it come about or not on Yontif? In all of these situations, every one of these Sveikos over here, the Machmirinon Behu Kishel Torah, we treat it very seriously, and we don't assume it's a Safik Darabon and go Lekula, but we treat it like a Safik Daraisa and we go Lechumra. But in regards to Michutz L'Tchum, which is always, according to most poskim, Adin D'Rabban, and even on Shabbos, Yesh Deos V'Poskim. Then there are already different opinions, and this will be discussed later on. Mitzvah, the next Simen, V'Tizbar L'Kam V'Simen Tov Tzadiches, Siv Gimel and Dalet. We'll wait till we get there to discuss that. Then, and the Chaber continues, and he says, V'Yemotza HaMitzodos Mekul Kolos Merav Yontif. If you see the traps were already broken up, they're messed up already on Erev Yontif, which, as we'll see, implies that the animal was already definitely captured on Erev Yontif. Then you know for certain they were captured on Erev Yontif, and you're allowed to use those animals. They were trapped before Yontif, and they're considered muchan by your trap. Mishmur explains the Sivkot and Tess. Kolomar, Shamatzodos, Perusos, Biorich Rab. Apparently, and if I understand this correctly, they had their traps that were set out over some distance. And Ukishachayin Ophelis, Beroshu Echad, and when the animal gets trapped in the first part of the trap, since the animal's trying to get out, it's jumping around and moving around trying to get out of its captured state, and it sets off the other parts of the trap, and the whole trap is going to be considered obviously used. The second part is also uprooted from its place. And therefore, even though you don't see it trapped over here, you can guarantee, even though you can't see that it's trapped right now over here, clearly since this trap was set off, the way these traps are set up, like in a sequence, you can guarantee that the animal is trapped already, and it was trapped before Yontif. The issue footnote number 20 discusses over here what happens if the trap can hold multiple animals. So if there's two in there, then you have a Svek Sveko. You know, one was definitely trapped before Yontif, but maybe the second was trapped on Yontif. So then you have a Svek Sveko over here. Maybe Shemo Kula Nitzod Be'er Yontif. Maybe both of them were actually trapped before Yontif. And even if one of them was trapped on Yontif, Shemo Zusha Ritzona Lochla Nitzod Lesmo. The one that you want, you're only taking one of them, that was the one that was trapped before. And so because it's Svek Sveko, you can use it. Says if you have three in there, then already it becomes a Tzorich Iyun. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, something that is Safik Muchan, Mutu be Yontif Sheni. It's allowed, it was not clear, it was Muchan or not, you can have it on Yontif Sheni Shogolios. Why? Bishum Devi Svek Smeka. This is a Svek Smeka. What are we talking about? So Mr. Bruce says in Sivkot Yud, or be Yontif Sheni Shoroshan is also. First of all, he says Yontif Sheni is different. Yontif Sheni is, like we've mentioned many times, one single 48-hour day. And therefore, the Kedushos aren't Mischalkos, so you can't say, if it's a Safik Muchan on Yontif Sheni, that you can be Mekel by Rosh Hashanah. Because the Shnei Yomim Kiyom Arichtu, as I've just pointed out, it's considered like one big day. Although Dirshu footnote number 21 does point out, it's not one Kedusha fully. Shnei Yomim Sharosh Shana Harim Shnei Kedushos. They are considered two separate Kedushos. Vem Kishnei Yomim Tov Mifnei Atzman. And there are, in many ways, separate halachic status to each of the days. And therefore, Ein Yom Echod Mechil L'Chaveri. You can't do work on one day for the next day, because if it was one day, you could. You could prepare in the morning for the afternoon, but here you can't prepare the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Ukamo B'Yontif L'Shabbos L'Hefech. And it's no different than Yontif and Shabbos coming out next to each other, Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday, that you can't prepare one for the other. In any event, Yontif Sheni of Golius for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot is different. In those situations, if it's a Sofech, whether it's Muchan or not, on Yontif Sheni, the Mechaber said, you are allowed to go and be Mekel because of the Svek Sveko, which we'll see in a moment what exactly that is. Let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah over here. He says, just like on Rosh Hashanah it's Aser, so too, V'chein b'Yontif Sheni Yasomech L'Shabbos. If Yontif Sheni is Shabbos, so if Friday Shabbos is Yontif, so Yontif Sheni in that situation, you can't be Mekel on. Sivkot Yudalot, the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the Svek Sveika? Number one, Shema Ein Hayom Yontif. It's maybe not Yontif. It's Svek Sveika as to whether the second day is Yontif, really. We know by calendar it's not. And number two, Vishema Nitzo Meyesmo Ukvar Muchon, because maybe it was actually trapped yesterday, and therefore it really was Muchon already yesterday. Now, he says, V'lo Machmerinan Mishum Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why don't we say it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and it should be Machmer, and not to use it till after Yontif is over? L'machor, use it the next day. Why? Kivin to Svek Sveika, Gemura Lehetera. This is a full Svek Sveika over here that is allowing you Lehetera, and therefore Ein Kan Isser Klal. Therefore, there is no considered Isser over here in this situation. However, not everybody agrees with that. That was the opinion over here of some of the Achronim, but he brings down in, you can see this in the Oschof in the Sharat Zion, he brings down from the Marshal and Trumas HaDeshen, the Morgan Avram, the Taz, and also possibly Mashma from the Gra and the Graz, Yesh Cholkim Bazer. And they say, no, Usvilu, Dili Didon, Yontif Sheni, Lomitam Safikum. It's not, we don't really know what the day is. Maybe it's Yontif, maybe it's not. We know it's not Yontif. Elah. We know it's really what day is Yontif. The first day of Yontif is the real Yontif. The other day of Shukho, we know technically that this is not Yontif. However, since we do this because that's what our forefathers did, that's what Chazal said we should do, this is not a Sofik, it's Vada Yontif Midirabonin. And therefore, now it's only a Sofik. One Sofik. Was it captured today or was it captured yesterday, and therefore the Osir, and therefore this is only one Suffolk, and therefore, just like Kumo B'Siv Gimel, like we said, it's a Dover Yesh L'Matirin, it would be not allowed. The Yesh L'Hachmi K'Zorazu, the Mishnah Berurah says, we should follow this more strict opinion, unless, in Lo B'Mokum Hefzid Gadol, unless it's a tremendous financial loss. We can see this in Dershu foot number 26, he brings down. What happens if a Yid has a Din Torah in the Arkos of the Goyim? So he's being sued in a secular court by a Goy. And he has to have somebody represent him in court on Yontif Sheni Shel Golius. So he paskins Shevet Levi Zatzal. Rav Ozner says, Mutar lo lishloach orech din nochri sheyitzeg oso b'mishpat. He can have a Goyish lawyer go represent him in court on that day, because if he doesn't, he will suffer financial loss, and therefore he's allowed to go. Now we go to Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Im sochar amas mayim, if a person plugs up a like rivulet that's running through his property, let's say, and he plugs it up on the entrance and on the exit. Im sochar amas mayim b'knisa, he plugs it up so no water is coming in on Yontif, at the entrance to the rivulet over here. Ubi etzia, and on the exit from his property, he plugs it up. And he does this Meir of Yontif, he stuffs it up on the front and on the back, at both sides, entry and exit, before Yontif starts. So then, any fish that are in there are considered Muchan. And Mutu Likach Mimenu Dogim Yontif, he can take fish from this little stream now that he has in his yard, that's not having new fish enter it, and not having those fish leave it. The Havilei Nitzodim Yom, they're considered already as if they were trapped, because they can't get in or out, and therefore they're considered trapped. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nibbeis, Kidei Shelo Yikonsu Chadoshim Firo Yetzu Hashanim. The reason he plugged it up is exactly for this reason. So no new fish can enter, and the fish that are in there can't leave. So therefore, Mutru Likach, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nibbeis says, you're allowed to go and take these fish, they're considered Muchan. Or Muktzah Enkan, they're not considered Muktzah. The Maise Aschira, the plugging it up, Choshev Kamoshi Hizmin Dogim Yidum. It's as if you designated those Dogim to be your food. The emuter lo livror kifi mashet zoruch lahazir asholamayim. Can you go? Well, there's 10 fish in there. I only need 3 fish. So can you go and pick the 3 that you want from these 10? So that, he says, is dependent upon the following. Toli buzeh. It's dependent upon the following idea. What is that? He says, im bishor shesochar, if at the time that he plugged it up, choshav, he thought, efshor shiitzark biyontav lechol adogim shim tzabama, maybe I'm going to need all 10. I don't know. Then all 10 are muchan. Im kein hare huchnu kol hadogim. All 10 therefore became considered muchan. V'shapri yochol halos kemoshi yitze. And then he can take whichever ones he wants. V'livro ha'gedolim ha'mushubachim, and take the bigger ones, the nicer ones. U'lahachzir hashor lemayim, and throw the rest back in. He'll save them until they get older, until some other time. Dershu footnote number 28 says the same idea. Af b'shnei minei dogim. There were 2 different types of fish there. Let's say he had trout and he had pike. Shabbos Shabbos also mishum bari. On Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to pick one from the other unless you do it in the halachically acceptable ways. Elam kein bari as a dogim shiratzonu lechomiyat. You want to eat the trout right now, so you take the trout right now with your hand without doing any ma'isa borer, that's allowed. That's Hilchos Shabbos. But in our case, binyaneinu, with the fish over here in this pond, in this stream that's plugged up at both ends, on Yontif, so the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us in Siman Tov Kuf Yud, that the din of a borer don't apply in this situation. On Yontif, mutu livror kidarko. On Yontif, you can go and select over here, you can even do it in the way that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, when it's mutter to do on Shabbos, ochel mitoch psoles. Here you're allowed to even do psoles mitoch ochel on Yontif. That's if ochel merub al psoles. If it's easier, because there's so much more food there, it's easy for you to just remove the couple of pieces that you don't want and have a good portion, that's allowed on Yontif. But, he says, dover shaderech litlo b'yad, but if it's something that you normally take by hand, so the Bir Aloch says, also livros apsolus gam imhi muetis, then you can't do it if you do it normally by hand. He says, vim apsolus merub al ochel, and if the psolus is more than the ochel, then it's better yivros ochel, then you should take the ochel mitoch apsolus. Why? Because you're doing less tircha in that situation. And gam imbori kidei lecho b'yantiv lachos man, even if you're going to do this to eat later on, which wouldn't be allowed on Shabbos, but is allowed on Yontif. In any event, the Mechaber is telling us over here that if you had in mind to have all the fish, or even if they're different types of fish, better fish, smaller fish, different types of fish, if you had in mind that you're taking all of them, they're all mucham before Yontif, then you're allowed to do this. Abel, the Mishnah Berurah continues, in Bishor Shesosam Amas Hamayim, if at the time that you plugged it up, you knew for a fact, Shelo Yitzchak B'Yontif Raki Zadam, I'm only going to need 3 of those 10 fish. I know for a fact I'm not going to need all 10. Then, in Cain, Harei Lo Huchto Kulam, then they're not all mucham. And then in this situation, the first 3 that you take are the 3 that you have to have. Ukisha borer, umeniach hakotan, and when you pick out 1, and that's the smaller fish, and you don't really want it, igloi milsa, the hailo huchan. So then, in retrospect, that one wasn't muchan, and now you're allowed to have touched it. In kain, tiltulam shalot tzarech, and you touched it for no purpose. Kilo lekamen and sifyud, which we're going to learn, and therefore, you're not allowed to do that. V'lochein, lo yivror, therefore, you're not allowed to go and pick out the ones that you want and leave the others behind. Whichever ones come up, you have to eat. You can't throw them back in and say, I don't want that one. Whether they're the good ones or whether they're the bad ones. They're not as good ones. You're not allowed to return what you don't want because then you're doing tiltul without permission. Dish foot number 29 brings down the main roads a little komashial biyodo eladavkes a dogim mishubachim. If you want to try to get the good ones, so the Machzis Hasheko writes tzorich lichshar chut o meshicha meyerv yontif bedog shiritzon alocha. You have to designate or mark off the fish that you want, and then you'd be allowed to go take that specific fish on yontif. The Rama adds over here. He says, "Me'achar she'ama samayim he tzarav eni yecholim liyishamei." The reason why you're allowed to do this, the Rama explains, is because this is a narrow stream, and the fish can't get away from you, and they're considered captured. They can't get in, they can't get out, because you plugged it up, and it's a narrow stream, and therefore there's no problem. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yudalid, "Ein in the Bach." Ushar Achronim and the other Achronim, Shekosu, Dimhi Rechava Yosem in Shisha Tvachim Asu. But if it was wider than 6 Tvachim, then it wouldn't be allowed. Ulinin Arka, how long does it have to be? Mekil and Harbi Achronim, Afilu Maruka Kamba. The length over here, there are many that are Mekil on. Why? Kivan Shena Rechava, since it's not very wide, but Kal Yesh Litvos Adogin. You're going to easily go be able to go and capture those fish. The issue foot number 30 points out from the Bach that's why it's called an Amas Hamayim, because it's an Amah. It's not wider than 6 Tvachim. That's where the name an Amas Hamayim comes from. He continues and he says, V'afilu b'ofen amutter, even in the permissible way, gam kin yesh machmirin. There are still those that are machmir over here. He brings down an Oschav Zayin in the Shaira Tzion, the opinion of the Prichodosh and the Graz, and the Taz and the Eliyarabba disagree. They're Mekel. Chemed Moshe docha rayos of Prichodosh, and he disagrees with the rayos of the Prichodosh over here said to be machmir. In any event, the Prichodosh and the Graz are machmir. Shelo litzudim b'mitzudah kiderush osim b'chol el biyad. You shouldn't go trap him in a net like you would on a weekday, but you should trap him with your hand. V'yeshlochus tosar zu lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah himself says we should be concerned about this lechatchila. He says v'lav davka amas mayim. It's not only when it's an amas mayim. The same thing would apply eluhadin imhichnis dogim l'teva malei nekavim v'midim b'mayim. This would be true if you even put them into some sort of a container that has holes in it, and you put the fish in this water. Nami shaychel kol hanidini. The same din applies. The scenario here seems to be that he's talking about putting these fish into some sort of a container with holes in it, and then you put it into the water, and this way when he can easily pull it out, so then it's easily considered trapped, and that's what it means over here, Hani Shaykhe Kol Hani Dini in this situation as well. Yitzhak Hashem will pick this up tomorrow. We'll continue at this point. That concludes today's shiur.